Side of sports with Sonny Young. Hello, Sonny.
Sporty greetings, Yeheus.
Sonny, I understand you're beginning with Zimbabwe's team for the Special Olympics.
Yeheus, Zimbabwe has sent 15 athletes to the Special Olympics World Games, which officially opens Saturday in Los Angeles, California. From Harare, Michael Cariotti reports, Zimbabwe's team has high hopes of winning a bunch of medals in Los Angeles.
The team has promised the harvest of medals from the biggest sporting gathering for athletes with intellectual and learning disabilities, which will run in Los Angeles from July 25 to August 2. The team has been in camp for some time, and head of delegation Viola Msariri says morale is high and promises a good display by the Zimbabweans.
They've been competing throughout the whole year, so our expectations is for us to come back with the medals, just like any competition that you compete in, and we are positive that we'll be coming back with the medals.
Msariri says a lot is expected from Nyasha Derera, who she believes will definitely bring home one or two medals.
Derera, for the track and field events, he's been performing well and is brought back home a number of medals. And in golf, we've got Munyaradzi Msariri as well as Michael Mjiganadzo. We have brought back gold from South Africa and from Macau.
Derera himself has promised to make Zimbabwe proud.
My passion is to bring gold for Zimbabwe.
Zimbabwe were last at the World Summer Games in Shanghai, China in 2007, where they sent 19 athletes who brought home 16 medals in golf, athletics, and swimming. The country missed out of the 2011 Games as there was no operational body of the Zimbabwe Special Olympics Association after the association had been deregistered by the Sports and Recreation Commission. According to Msariri, this time they will participate only in golf and athletics due to financial constraints. The seven-a-side soccer team had to be dropped at the last minute because of lack of funds. However, Msariri says they are lucky that they've been able to make the trip.
It's been a hurdle. We know the way our economy is performing currently, but it's amazing that we managed to put together resources that Special Olympics has managed us to be able to send a team to the World Games.
Over 7,000 athletes are expected to take part in the World Summer Games. The athletes will participate in 26 different sporting disciplines. The Games will be officially opened by the United States First Lady Michelle Obama, wife of President Barack Obama. Reporting in Harare, this is Michael Cariotti.
Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
And when you visit VOAnews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. My latest blog post is titled Mandela and Music and Sports as Cultural Conduits for Unity. On July 18th, Nelson Mandela's birthday, I spoke in Frederick, Maryland on a four-person panel. We discussed South Africa's late president and how he used music and sports to promote unity and break down racial barriers. Among those who responded favorably to my blog post is Matilda Rosewood, who writes from right here in Washington, D.C. Matilda says, and I quote, "Sonny, this is beautiful. I loved your quotes from Nelson Mandela. You brought in so many elements, his optimism, his love of music and dance, the way he's being honored through volunteering and community service, and his belief that sports has the power to change the world. And then Matilda adds, and you ended with a concrete example of that belief, the 1995 Rugby World Cup final in Johannesburg, where Madiba dressed in the Springboks rugby jersey and cap as a way of demonstrating his belief in the symbolic power of sports.
The Voice of America, VOA.
VOA's Jonah Haskell joins us now with an update on the Tour de France and the Gold Cup football tournament. Hi, Jonah.
Hi, Sonny. Mexico and Jamaica are the finalists of the 2015 Gold Cup after both sides won close games against their semifinal opponents. The semis took place Wednesday night at the Georgia Dome in the southern U.S. city of Atlanta. In the first fixture, the Reggae Boys of Jamaica shocked the favored United States 2-1. Jamaica took the lead in the 31st minute when a throw-in found the head of Darren Maddox, who directed the ball in off both posts for the opening goal. And then just 5 minutes later, U.S. goalkeeper Brad Guzan handled the ball outside the box, giving the Reggae Boys a dangerous free kick from just 19 yards, and Giles Barnes did not waste the opportunity, sending a blistering shot over the wall and past Guzan to double the Jamaicans' lead. The United States came out looking strong in the second half, though, as team captain Michael Bradley got a goal back in the 48th minute. But despite a number of great chances, the Americans were unable to equalize before the final whistle. It was the first game that the U.S. had lost to a Caribbean opponent at home since 1969 and snapped a 28-match home winning streak for the Americans. The Jamaicans, on the other hand, became the first Caribbean team to reach the final of the Gold Cup, where they'll be playing El Tri of Mexico. The Mexicans advanced with a controversial 2-1 victory over Panama in extra time. The Panamanians went down to 10 men in the 25th minute when Luis Tejada received a red card for allegedly elbowing Mexican player Francisco Rodriguez in the face. Panamanian players could not believe the call, and the replay confirmed their doubts, showing very little contact between Tejada and Rodriguez. But Panama played on, taking the lead in the 57th minute when Roman Torres headed in a cross off a corner. The short-handed Canaleros then hunkered down and held on to their lead until the final minutes when Torres fell on a ball on top of the box. Although the ball appeared to simply run along Torres's side, the referee called a handball and a penalty for Mexico. This resulted in play being stopped for a full 10 minutes as fans pelted the field with garbage and a fight almost broke out between players. Eventually, order was restored, and Andres Guardado made the spot kick for Mexico to send the game into extra time. In the 104th minute, Mexican forward Javier Orozco was fouled, this time legitimately in the box, and Guardado again converted the penalty for the final 2-1 margin. The Mexicans advanced to their eighth Gold Cup final, but the Panamanian players were not happy after the game, as the referee had to be escorted off the field by security, and their coach, Hernan Dario Gomez, called the match a vile robbery. The final will be played on Sunday in Philadelphia, where Mexico will be the favored team, although I wouldn't count the Reggae Boys out.
The Voice of America, VOA.
Cycling news now on the VOA. Stage 18 of the Tour de France took place Thursday as riders pedaled their way through the Alps from the small French city of Gap to Saint-Jean-de-Maurienne in the Arc River Valley. Frenchman Romain Bardet was the stage winner, completing the 186-kilometer ride in a little over 5 hours, while overall leader and yellow jersey wearer Chris Froome finished 12th, 3 minutes behind Bardet. Froome, who is British but was born in Kenya, now has a 3-minute, 10-second lead over second-place rider Nairo Quintana Rojas of Colombia. South African team MTN Kubeka managed to hold on to second place in the team rankings, despite a stage in which only one rider, Serge Pauwels, finished in the top 15. Stage 19 will take place Friday as riders will depart Saint-Jean-de-Maurienne and continue working their way through the Alps towards the popular ski area of Les Cibeles. The 21st and final stage will take place in Paris on July 26th. I'm VOA's Jonah Haskell. Back to you, Sonny.
Thanks, Jonah. The past two African football champions, Ivory Coast and Nigeria, recently hired new coaches. Frenchman Michel Dussier is now in charge of the Elephants of Ivory Coast, while Sunday Olise takes over the Super Eagles of Nigeria. Our African football guru, David Legg, spares a few thoughts on Olise's hiring.
Sunday Olise, the former midfield maestro who has taken over the Super Eagles, and on behalf of the Sunnyside of Sport, we wish him all the best. The Super Eagles at the moment, not doing particularly well. Failed to qualify for the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations. They've had their problems with previous coach Stephen Keshi. One minute he's in charge, then he's out, then he's back in, then he's out. Then we're not really sure. Then he's back in again, and now, of course, he's gone. It's going to be interesting, Sonny, to see how Olise does. He strikes me as a man with a very sharp football brain. But I wonder if he's got that thick rhinoceros skin that Keshi seemed to have. And one feels at times that you need just to survive in that cauldron of Nigerian football. They've had very talented footballers. They've had good coaches, but poor administration. Olise, a most elegant footballer in his playing days, part of that great Super Eagles team of the mid-90s when they won the Africa Cup of Nations and qualified twice in a row for the World Cup.
Thank you, David. That's our African football guru, David Legg. Joining us once again is VOA's Jonah Haskell. Jonah, the Gold Cup final will be played Sunday in the City of Brotherly Love, Philadelphia, PA. The Mexicans are kind of rowdy in this tournament so far. Do you like them against the Jamaicans on Sunday in Philly?
Well, I do like the Mexicans over the Jamaicans generally just because they're a more talented team, but they haven't played well in the tournament so far, so really Jamaica could pull off anything.
And I gotta love that nickname, the Reggae Boys from Jamaica.
Yeah, and you know they're a good team. They showed against the U.S. that they can take chances and defend when they need to. So you know this final could go anyway.
So it's Jamaica against Mexico in the Gold Cup final on Sunday in Philadelphia. I'm VOA Sonny Young, and that's the Sunny Side.